hope I never change. I hope things just stay like it was in the 80s. I wish I could. No, see, you are going to get punched in the face by life. No, I anticipate change. I anticipate Junior growing up and preaching a message one day. I anticipate people growing up in this church and doing their gifts. I anticipate change because, people come to me and say, Wendell, how life treat you? I say, I don't know, but I'm treating life good. So life ain't got nothing but a choice but to treat me good. Because sowing and reaping is always a redundant thing in my life. It should be a redundant thing in your life. If you wait for life to give you something, I'm sorry. You may be waiting for a long time. But you should wake up giving God the glory for air in your lungs. You should wake up saying, oh my God, I got another day I can stomp on the devil. Oh my God, I'm here again. I know the devil is terrified of me. Why? Because Christ lives in who? You, the hope of glory. Don't live in a prison thinking, oh my God, what's life going to do to me today? Wake up saying, what am I going to do to life today? Because guess what? The same person that died on the cross and came back up again is living in you. And Satan don't want you to know about it. Amen. I talked to a guy that I counseled in Pittsburgh, and he told me I can share this. And I remember contacting him. He contacted me because he was going through some troubling things. And I was like, man, this is what you need to do. But I don't know if it's coming from the scripture. He said, Wendell. I said, what? Stop. He said, that's the same thing you told me 10 years ago. And I checked in my notes, I said, dang, it is the same thing I told you. I said, well, God ain't giving you no new assignment. Did you do it? No. I said, well, God is not going to bring anything new. Until you do. You can't go to the first grade to the sixth grade. We don't need to learn about unconditional love, all those elementary things. The elementary things are the things that you're going to use when you're in the 12th grade. Wow. Those are the foundational things that get you through when your mind going crazy. You need to know that you have faith in somebody that got your back even if you fail or don't fail. You need to have a go mentality where you ain't looking back in the rearview mirror no more. You need to have a mentality that I can't fail because the person that's living in me is greater than my mistakes. Yeah. Some of you all are so afraid of fail that you don't even go out the door and do the things that God has placed in your heart. God is with you. Don't act like a pagan, like God ain't for you. God is with you. He created you. He molded you. If God be for you, then what? Who in the world can be against you? Amen. Insanity is doing the same thing, thinking you're going to get different results. I said, you got to do it. Just do what God called you to do. And he did it. Guess what? He got out the funk. See, God is not going to bring you nothing new if you ain't did the old. Amen.
That's right.
Isaiah 43 says, and 19 says, listen carefully. I am about to do a new thing. Now it will spring up forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even put a road in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. See, we looking for, I'm looking for my river, the city of gold. And I'm looking for, no. See, the thing that he's going to do is he wants you to create. He wants you to have something that has never been on this earth. And guess what? You are an original person. You're not a double. You ain't a copy. He wants you to do something that has never been. You know, I was like, man, I'm up in these church. All these pastors, all these things they talk about is money. Money, 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 money. Do they care about anything else? God say, I'm doing a new thing in you. If you agitated with something, then guess what? God is doing a new. You might be frustrated at the job because maybe you're supposed to be an entrepreneur. You may be frustrated because maybe you're supposed to do something. But see, the slave mentality always wants somebody else to rescue you. Yeah. And because you don't have an understanding that the rescuing power is in you. Yeah. He has given man dominion over the what? Earth. That's the reason why Jesus had to come as a man. To die for man. Because guess what? Man got himself in trouble. Man had to get himself out. So he had to come as man. But it didn't change from Genesis. Man has dominion. When you see crazy stuff on the street, don't say Jesus did it, God did it. It's man. God is good. What? All the time. Now, guess what? What the devil meant for evil, the Bible says, God will use it for good. That means that a punch can get thrown at you, and you can use that punch or that brick to build a house. Y'all didn't hear that. See, the Bible says, will you not be aware of it? See, you, I might get fired from a job. Oh, man, God, you I'm going to get a promotion. He said, no, I am promoting you. You're just not aware of it. You only see what they get. Oh, I lost a friend. Yeah, that's because I'm trying to bring you new friends. Back to their own job. Yeah. I remember I tried to go back to a job before. I said, man, can I please? And this is something profound. I'll never forget. It was Mark Lim, shoe company. He said, Wendell, I could hire you back because you were my best worker. He said, but you don't even belong here. If you get that, then that's enough for the day. Have you learned that time is moving forward, that it's not moving back? That means that only thing in the past is something that you're supposed to learn from. That's but you right. Don't supposed to live there or want to be. Oh, I remember somebody playing the Bobby Brown song. I was like, don't you wish we was back in the 80s? And I said, nope. Why? Because God is now.
Yeah.
God is presence.
Yeah.
His presence is present.
Yeah.
And he's not in the future. He's here. He knows about your future,
yes, he does.
But he's right here, amen?
Amen?
Come on, man. I know that's good. We want to go back sometimes. And sometimes we get in the funk. And you don't even know you're in the funk. Because you have adopted the language of the world. Oh. I remember when I came back from out of town. And I remember I was working in Earth City. And my mom was like, man, you need to get another job out of that place. It's the same. I'm like, you don't stink, Mom. What you doing? He's tripping. I remember going out of town for like a week or two, coming back. I said, man, what is that smell? It stinks something horrible. And you know, I thought about what my mama told me. I said, wow, I was in it so long that I became. See, you can be in mess so long, you don't even know that you're in mess. You can have a negative spirit so much. That you don't even know because you have adopted the language. Oh, man, it's cool. They have a 2008 first black. Hey, man, he ain't gonna do nothing to me. Oh, man, it's cool. You know, Sweetie Pie, she risen up off from the ground, got her family in the business, incorporated, got multiple cousins. Oh, she, my grandma could better. It's always something. Ain't this church is beautiful? Well, it ain't got no pie. Yo, it's always gonna be something. How the goodness of God look like and negativity look like so you can separate God and the devil. It's always going to be something that you ain't did, that you ain't, and guess what? You'll never go to the promised land looking back. The children of Israel, they had to get out the slave mentality. Don't you want to go back? No, I ain't going back to Pharaoh to get some scraps. God wants better for me. Guess what, man? God wants you to prosper in every area of your life.
Yes.
Stop shooting so low,
man.
And start shooting somewhere else. Because guess what? As you shoot high, there's always somebody that's going to criticize you.
Yeah.
See, I got to skip now. Change your attitude.
Yeah.
Because there's always someone that's going to knock you when you go higher. What you doing thinking you can preach on the street? What you doing having devotion at UPS? They ain't gonna listen to you. It's always something. But you have to be able to discern who God is and who the devil is. You got 35,000 thoughts a day and decisions to make a day. So you have to say, you know what? Slow my mind down and see who's talking to me. Nobody loves me. Is this true? Mm-hmm. Get a journal sometime and write it out so you can capture the enemy lying to you.
Yeah.
Because he ain't nothing but a liar.
Yeah.
You're going to have the best life when you leave out here. You know why? Because it starts by faith. I never had something by the natural and never speak it first. But you have to get away from the normal of funk and negativity, or you don't even know which you're in it.
Yeah.
I'll never be this. Guess what? You're never going to have this.
Yeah.
David Brooks speaking trash to him when he was talking about taking out the giant. It says in 21 Samuel 17:26 says, then David spoke to the men who stood by him saying, what shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the army of God? That's an attitude right there, man. Who is you?
Yeah.
The devil lied to you? Who are you? Well, when you know, we live in you know, murder capital, and you might get killed. You just, no, I ain't going to get killed. Why? How you know? Because greater is he that is in me than he is in the world. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
That's right.
Oh, you tripping, man. Guess what? It ain't prosper. And guess what? Everywhere. See, you have to speak something that ain't been spoken. If they're speaking it, they're getting the same results. That means that something has to change so you can get a different result. And the people answer him in this manner, saying, so shall it be done for the man who kills him? No, Eliab, his older brother, heard when he spoke to the men. Oh, here come the hater. And Eliab's anger was aroused against David. And he said, why did you come down here? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? See, the way a lie has to come to you is he has to put a little truth behind it.
Oh, my God.
He did leave the sheep. But it was for a good reason.
Right.
For the devil to get his lie to you, he had to sprinkle a little fact. But guess what? The sheep is not important in God's people.
Come on.
Yeah.
Let's keep going. I know your pride and the insolence of your heart, for you have come down to see the battle. And David said, what have I done now? Oh, I know you've been there before. Yeah. And man, we want to do this. Man, we can't do this. Because what? Because you did it. What have I done now? And when you hear somebody say, what have I done now? That means that this person's been aggravating them for a long time.
Yeah.
Wow. The what have I done now is, don't you see that this is our land? Why can't we move forward? Mm-hmm. Guess what? David didn't take his brothers in battle with him. He went by himself.
Come on.
You got some stuff in your heart that you wait for a group, a team of people.
Yeah. Come on.
Everybody, come on in. First one step. No, you gotta make the step and say, yeah, I'm waiting for them to apologize to you. You apologize.
Oh, right.
You wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. That moment's gonna pass you by.
Yeah.
When the Spirit of God hits you, it's not a spirit of fear, it's a spirit of urgency. No, our time is now.
Yes.
Why? Because love is at death. The time is now. We got to move. We got to move from this building. We're getting too small. Our church is going to expand. What do you mean? It's the same 15 people coming. No, I got a vision that God told me. He woke me up and said it's going to be bigger.
Yeah.
Only got a 2 years from this because I see bigger.
Yeah.
If you see bigger, somebody else don't see bigger. Stop sharing your dreams with them and start sharing your dreams with the people that see bigger. Prosperous people in here. I see growth in here. When you see they messed up again, when how many of you see go? I only see what God sees. God sees no evil when he sees us. He says he's throwing your sins in the sea and remember them what?
Put it in his hand.
God sees a good end with you. So don't communicate with anybody that don't see what God sees.
That's right.
That's how you stay trapped in the box. If God loves you, then you shouldn't be talking to anybody. Well, that's my family. Oh, Lord, here we go. What do you want? Do you want peace?
Yes.
Or do you want to stay in bondage? You got to ask yourself, what do you want? Because you're making a decision to stay wherever you are. Amen. When I came back and I said, oh my God, this place does stink in Earth City. It's time for me to fill out some new applications. And I'm not staying here no more. See, the thing about it is, you have the power to change. You have the power. Nobody else. God can preach 100 messages and I can sweat from his bald head all day. But if you don't make the action step, those seeds will just stay there. They found seeds in Egypt that was over 2,000 years old by the King Tut. And they said, oh, these seeds are old. They put the seeds in the ground and the seeds came up. 2,000 years old. You got scrolls in our heart, in our word. If you put those in your heart, it will come up. But some of y'all are not putting in your heart. We keep it surface. Why? Because when it's in your heart, you make that step of faith. Yeah. You make that step where no man has ever gone before.
Yeah.
And I'm not waiting for everybody. I'm making the step. Yeah. This is not a group project. Oh. When God gives you a word, you got to obey it. Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on. You get to obey it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the old language, amen.
Amen.
You get to. It's not a got to anymore. Hallelujah, I can jump.
Amen.
That's okay, though.
Amen. Amen. Go back here.
Another thing about changing is no pain,
no change.
Well, you know, when you change in grace, there ain't gonna be no pain, though, you know, because when God changed you by his grace, then it's just gonna be a beautiful thing. To your left, it's gonna be butterflies. To your right, it's gonna be flowers. To your back, who told you that lie? When you change, it may be friendly action.
Yes.
It may be people that leave you.
Yes.
It may be people that talk behind you in your back.
Yes.
But guess what? Go through the pain with Jesus.
Amen.
And the Bible says, David says, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. He didn't say that there's not valleys. He didn't say there's not going to be death around you. But as you walk through it, have an understanding that he is through the pain. He is through the tears that you've been crying at night, wondering if anybody heard you. He is with you.
Yes.
You are not by yourself in this thing.
Amen.
When I used to think that I was by myself, it's double pain. Yes. It's the pain of people talking crazy about me. Then there's the pain of acting that I think that God cares about me. Let me tell you, that was nothing but a lie. God cares about you. God is for you, man.
Yeah.
And as you go through, there may be a little pain, but you walk through that pain. We have a message now that preaches conveniency is God. It may not be convenient for me to drive to Farmington every day. That was a lot of gas money. But that was your church. You'd be right across the street. No. Sometimes, you know, God is in places where you don't even think to expect it. But you have to listen to the Spirit and stop listening to convenience. This person must look like me if I won't receive a message. So guess what? You just excluded yourself from the blessing. Because you don't get to choose the box that God blesses you. Or the shape. John 16:21 says, a woman, when she is in labor, has pain because her time to give birth has come. But when she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish because of the joy that a child has come into the world. So for you are in grief. He said, we have grief sometimes. Amen. For you to preach that you should never have grief is a lie.
Yeah.
It's going to be grief moments. It's been moments where there was no GFO.
Yeah.
It was just me listening to some mess. There were moments where there was no Keisha. There were moments where, you know, certain situations in my life, and there's still moments that I'm believing for. But in those moments, you shouldn't be just in grief. You should be at peace with God, knowing that he holds your promise. See, that's the absence of what the world needs today. Because when you don't think God is for you, you go do it yourself.
Yes.
Ain't nobody gonna do it, so I'm gonna take this. Oh, Lord, here we go. I'm going to do it. Ain't nobody else going to do it. Then you get yourself in trouble. It's time to be still and let the power of God do what he do. Because those that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew whose strength?
Your strength.
Their strength. I mean, the condition of this is he's renewing the strength of people that trust and wait on him. Not the people that just do it because they just want to do it. So for now, you are grieved, but I will see you again. And then your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take away from you your great joy. You know why? Because what God gives you, no man can take. Hey, come on now. What you get by deception, what you get by deceiving a person, you have to keep it by deceiving a person. You have to keep it by the flesh. But if something that God brings to you, you'll never have to worry about insecurity. Am I going to be able to hold it? No. Oh, it's yours. He gave it to you free. See, you've been so used to getting stuff from people. I can't use the word Indian guilt because that's a anti-establishment word. Now. You have to, you've been so used to getting people from people that give it to you, and then they want it back from you unless you do something for them. That's not who God is. You have to have an understanding when God, do you know when he gives you your gifts and give it to you without repentance? See, that's so scary to people. He gives you your gift without repentance. That means you never have to repent for your gift to be working. Now, guess what? Say you got some water from God. You can use that water to drink, or you can use that water to drown somebody. You can use that gift for the glory of God, or you can use that gift to manipulate somebody. You can use that gift to encourage somebody and lift somebody up so they can stand on their own two feet, or you can use that gift to spit game at somebody. But guess what? When you in sync with him, you only use that gift for the glory of God. That's why you have to be submitted under him. Because everything that you would do would be out of balance. I tell people, you don't have a gift problem. You don't have to, I'm trying to find myself problem. No, you have a problem with seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added problem.
Yes.
You have to see, Lord, what do you want me to do? Because I know I'm going to mess this up. That's what King David said. He was getting chased by Saul for 13 years. 13 years. And then one time he saw Saul, he cut off his garment two times to show him, I could have killed you, dude. But he said, I'm not going to. Why? Because then I will be breaking what God wants. He says, when I get the king, God is going to give it to me. I'm not going to kill you to get it.
That's right.
I'm not going to deceive you to get it. God is going to bring it to you. And then he's running to him in front of everybody. See, you want God to bless you, but you don't want to wait on him.
Help us, Lord.
Yeah. I was one of the biggest blessings of my life. I don't care. I'm going to tell this story till I'm blue in the face.
Jealous.
When I got robbed from Domino, I remember that guy pushed me down the steps, hit me in my jaw, and the Holy Spirit told me, don't hit him. Don't hit him. I said, Lord Jesus. There's no side. It's one building. I just need one. All this training, all this wrestling, all this boxing ain't for no reason. But you know what, God, I yield to you. In the midst of chaos, in the midst of grabbing this guy, God was speaking to me. He said, something ain't good. Let him go. The boy was screaming, let me go. I let him go. And the guy said, this rock, he said, just go. I said, I'm going to go. And at first I was just thinking like, what he got on? And he took out a weapon. He said, go that way though. My friends over there waiting for you and they're going to jump you. And I looked over there, I had a green bravado. I looked up, it was about five people over there just waiting for me. He said, go this way. They going to get you. They going to kill you. And I jumped the fence and I ran back to Donald. The next week, they killed somebody. And I think about this all the time. I say, Lord Jesus, if I would have not listened to you and your instructions in that moment, This is the reason why listening to God is the most valuable thing that you can ever get. I ain't talking about no mailbox blessing. That was my life. That's the reason why I don't owe myself myself. I have to give it back to God. Why? Because he saved my life by what? His word. He don't save you by you just, I'm just going to do some hocus pocus. No, he gives you a word of instruction and you act on it. That saved my life. And I said, oh my God, this is why the church is in a stunt, bro. Why? Because they just going to church singing hallelujah, but no application is done. That means there's going to be no change. If you leave from this service and you do the exact same thing, it's a wasted service. There should be something that you should be jotting down in your notes and say, from this day forward, because of this service, I will never return to some type of mess. My life has changed. From that moment, my life has changed. I say, you know what, Lord? I'm not going to do anything until I hear your voice.
Yeah.
I ain't been perfect in it, but I've been moving forward.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
I'm not going to lie to you. There's days where you yield to the flesh.
Yeah.
There's some people that say, you know what? Even though I got an extra hour, I'm going to stay in bed. It's been some people, you know?
Come on, y'all.
We first got to acknowledge what is of God and not, okay? There's a difference between condemnation and conviction. Conviction is good. Conviction says, you know what? I'm wrong in this area. Let me step my game on God, because I'm going to keep doing this cycle, and ain't nothing going to change until I get myself out of this funk. I repent. I'm turning to your goodness and your mercy because you reign, Jesus. I'm leaving this because it's mess. I'm moving towards you, Jesus. Repentance is a beautiful thing. It shouldn't be preached as a hate crime. Repentance said, I didn't even know I was going in the wrong direction. I want to come to you, Jesus. The way they've been treating me is not how you've been treating me. I repent. I change my thinking. And I move towards you, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. My last slide. Change your mind. You change your mind by the word of God and allowing it to become a real avenue in your life, amen? You change your mind by not speaking negative things. I don't care if you see it. I don't care if you say, well, the same things is going to happen over and over again. Listen, because you say it, it has to now. You give, if, you know, I play with this phone. I said, Siri, say something. And Siri said, say something. And the thing about it is, I thought Siri was going to say something different.
Oh, my Lord.
It said what I said.
Oh, my God.
So when you see a thought come to your mind, every thought is not your thought. Nobody care for me. That's the devil speaking to you. But if you embrace it, now it's yours. Because you own it. I can see it. You can drive down St. Charles, you're going to see leagues, rallies, Burger King, but until you pull in, and you say, give me a number. It's not yours yet. But until you speak it. Salvation don't come to what? I believe with my heart and I what? The earth came here, sun, moon, star, because somebody said, which is the Alpha, he said, let there be what?
Life.
Then guess what? Yeah, it was a big bang. Boom. There was a sun. Let there be water. Boom. Let there be the tree. Boom. Let there be boom.
Yeah.
And then he stopped speaking. He said, then the earth brought forth of itself. That means when he went to that stage, then man has dominion now. Now, one of the most erroneous teachings is the sovereignty of God message. Well, whatever's going to happen, sarah, sarah. Whatever will be, will be. No. Whatever you say will be. Therefore, Matthew 6:31, this case you think I'm lying. Therefore, do not worry saying, What shall we eat?
Yes.
Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things, the Gentiles seek these things. Mm-hmm. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Mm-hmm. And all these things shall be added. Mm-hmm. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things.
Right.
Yeah. He is sufficient for today. So, you know what? Tomorrow got his own troubles.
Yeah.
Yesterday got his own troubles.
Yeah.
God wants you here and now.
That's right.
He wants you present.
Uh-huh.
Right here, knowing that you are what? Blessed. Yeah. See, thinking about the future too much can get you anxiety in your chest.
All right.
Think about the past and what you didn't do can bring you guilt and shame.
Yeah.
But thinking about God loving you right now. Thinking about how good he's been to me right now.
Yeah.
Thinking about how I could have got killed at night. Thinking about all the sinful things that.
Yeah.
Thinking about right now.
On,
it's a blessing. Don't be a prisoner of the past.
Yeah.
Don't be in bondage because of your future. Stay right here and right now and say, God, what new things do you want me to learn?
Yeah.
Don't fall in love with the egg. Fall in love with the goose.
Mm.
Yeah. All people pray about is for the egg. I never heard pray, Lord, increase my intensity with my relationship with you.
My Lord.
Lord, help me to get close to you. Lord, what is when you don't belong to yourself no more, man. You got a different chemistry with God. Girl, what do you want me to say for people today?
Come on.
Not my will. I want your will to be done, Jesus.
Yeah.
Lord, what you want me to say to my wife today, Lord, that's going to heal her? Lord, what you want me to say to my friend that's going through trouble? Lord, what you want from me?
Yeah.
I don't want what I want no more because I know what I want is selfish.
Yeah.
What I want is going to create chaos. But you see a bigger picture than I see, Lord. And I yield to your will, Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't want my way no more. I want your way, Jesus. I thirst for you, Jesus. I long to catch your lip, Jesus. Because you love me better than I love myself, Jesus. So what do you want from me today? Should be your prayer. It was Paul's prayer. Peter's prayer. Stop praying for these mailbox blessings. Listen, man, money is good, man. But money can't heal the brokenhearted. Ask Robin Williams. Ask Steve Ordain. Ask all these people that travel all around the world and still kill themselves. There's something deep inside your heart that's yearning for a relationship with your Father. There's something in your heart that says, Abba, Daddy, I need a hug today. I love you. Show me yourself so I can see who you really are. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Every time I pray that, he's revealed himself to me. Every single time.
Yeah.
Some of y'all are praying the wrong things, and God can't grant you like a gene bottle. You have to have a relationship with him.
Yeah.
Then guess what? Your eyes will be open.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to make better choices.
Amen.
Oh, no, this ain't for me. Oh, that stink. They can't smell it because they're in it. You can smell it because you've been in his presence. You know what smells good and what don't smell good. You know what's funky and what's not funky. And because you've been with him and you've been immersed with him and you've been saturated in him, then you choose better. You choose life. Even your words start changing. People that have come to counseling for over 6 months, people go, man, you changed something different. They said that what, about not just something different about you. Why? She don't speak in victim mode.
Okay.
Victorious mode.
Yeah.
Don't think if you think of yourself as a victim, you know, how I really know that if you know that God is for you, if I come to you right now, if Jesus Christ came inside this church right now and said, I got a word to speak to you. If your heart get in fear, then you don't know who God is.
Mm-hmm.
God is love, man.
Yeah.
God is not the one that's ready to hit you with a lightning bolt. That's that stuff Hollywood made on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God is the one that's trying to redeem you and love you. The prodigal son, the older brother, that's the one that's trying to keep you away from.
Mm-hmm.
The devil. The devil and the older brother, prodigal son, is two of the same story. Mm-hmm. They both had to leave, and they both had got cast out. Mm-hmm. Why? Because look at all the things I've done for you, God. Look at all the things. No, like Keisha said, you think you done, you deserve death.
Mm-hmm.
But he gives you life.
Yes.
Like, well, but don't ever let somebody fool you to think that they've been perfect. They haven't. But guess what? I didn't receive anything good in my life because I've been good. I received it because he's been good. Now, this is the catchy part. Because he's been good, I don't listen to myself no more. I only listen to him. I yield to him. Because he's been good. That's why I said repentance has been made a harsh thing. Repentance is a beautiful. I say, Lord, what do I need to repent of today?
Yeah.
I look for repentance. Mm. I look for things I need to turn around in my mind of how I think about something different.
Good. Mm.
Yeah, so good. Amen. Like a Kool-Aid, amen. That's why you got all that sugar in the bottom. You need to stir it up.
Yeah.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord's good. You ain't got no taste because you ain't stirring it up. See, because you're going to look a little different when you praise the God. You're going to look a little crazy. Ain't no need for you with all that sweat and all that hollering. You don't know how good God been to me. So I'm not trying to equate to your perception of how you think I should act. I'm not in bondage. I'm a white man. I don't care what people think you about me anymore. You have the power to let them drop all your stones. You messed up too, bro. You can't condemn me. And the person that can condemn me, set me free. Hallelujah. That means that can't no man judge you.
Man.
That's right.
And the one that said that I can, he says, I'm going to love you.
Yeah.
So I'm out of prison to nobody.
Yeah.
Well, you should be here by now. Wonder why you ain't got this? Why you ain't got love?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to aim and hit everything you're looking for. But what is it that you're looking for?
Mm-hmm.
God will give you the desires of your heart.
Yes.
Whatever it be.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Some of y'all desires are wrong, and you need to start all over. Erase all the chalkboard.
Yeah.
And say, Lord, give me your desire.
Come on.
I was looking at this person on YouTube, and I wrote down all his desires. No, I had to erase all that. Hey, erase all that. You never be satisfied. Oh, I'm satisfied in Jesus. No, it's wrong. See, I had to even erase religiosity. Off my chalkboard from the things I learned. Had to go to seminary school. I had to throw all my tapes out because what I've seen in Jesus is not what I was seeing in the church. And I said, oh, I got to start all over again. But guess what? I don't care. I ain't finna build no house and the foundation is cracked. I'm finna build this on a new foundation.
Yes.
So if they ain't come by, I said, I don't got to manipulate nobody to come to church. I ain't got to do nothing, y'all, but be who I am. And I'm loving life every second and minute of life because I don't have to pretend no more.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
the way I'm at my job, the way I'm with my wife, the way I'm at with church. Some of y'all live so many different double lives, you can't keep up with it. You can just be yourself and say, hey, when I'm at church,
come on.
I'm the same.
Yeah.
Am I the same at work? Am I the same with my friends when I'm on the phone with somebody? Am I the same? Yes. Why? Because guess what? I'm free.
Yeah.
I can be free. God wants you free. I don't even have to be scared of death anymore. Why? Because guess what? The Bible says better is the end of a thing than the beginning. Hey, bring it on. Because I'm going to be with Jesus anyway. Fear has no place in my heart. Why? Because greater is he that is in me. That means that I am one with him. They can't no sin separate me from those gates.
Yeah.
See, when I get to the gates, he gonna see I cleaned all my stuff. And you ain't got enough brush my feet clean and all the stuff you did wrong.
Yeah.
You have to yield to what he did at the cross. Anybody minister to that. Go to the word and read for yourself.
That's right.
Go to the word and know that you are his daughter and he loves you. And guess what? Nothing can separate you from his. So when you pass away and his dust hit the ground, your energy and your soul still survives in him. So you don't have to fear death anymore. We just listen to so many toxic stuff. Oh, it sounds good. Well, is it the truth? Like I said, when the devil comes to you, he put a little truth in it, then get your big lie. You just digest it. Challenge everything from the word of God, and you won't be walking in confusion. God is good, y'all. But he wants us to yield all the time. He is only good in our experience as we are to yield to it.
Yeah.
You know why? Because the sun can give us all the vitamin D.
Yeah.
But if we don't step outside, we are not partakers. Yeah. It's real. It's on. It's shining. It's supposed to give us nutrients. But see, these right here are fake lights. Some of us then, well, I can see, but guess what? It's the difference between you seeing in here and seeing outside. There's different nutrients as you're getting from being at home watching TV and seeing a preacher and being in an environment of people loving and hugging and relationship where you feel the essence of it. It's a difference between reading the word and walking in the words. Oh, no, no. I didn't just read "For God so loved the world that he gave his son." No, for God so loved you and you. Put your name in it. Make it personal. It's not yours till you own it.
Yeah, that's right.
Get ownership of the word. Why? Because until you do, the devil is going to take that seed and run with it. My cousin got his bike stolen. I said, "Man, who stole your bike?" He was 12 years old, my cousin Corey. I said, "These people, my bike got so brand, and these people, Mimica." I said, "Let's go." We walked over at Mimica. "Is this not the gas?" Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. They ain't open. I opened the door. I seen his bike. "Boy, get your bike." He got the bike. They looked at me. "What you want to do?" We walked out. You know why? Because it's mine. It's yours. Peace is yours. You don't negotiate with a devil.
Yeah.
If you may, God, this is how you pray. Can we please have peace today? It's already there for you. Why are you letting the enemy take your peace?
Man.
It's yours. Freedom is yours. But like, I don't listen to my little brother, my big brother, because he's been with me since then. Are they giving you God's word?
Oh, my God.
But my best friend, is your best friend giving you God's word? Stop giving people a pass just because they knew you a long time. Stop giving people a pass because they're in your family. Stop giving people a pass to violate you because of anything it can be. Stop. Stop. Reflect. Think. Be conscious of your moment. You know, I got, you can blame me. Some of y'all, like I said, we have 30, you can Google this, and this is one-on-one psychology. You got over 30,000 thoughts a day. Think about that. 30,000 decisions that you have to make. Some of y'all drove here, you can't, if I say, what was on the third stop sign? And what was the color of the house? You can't tell me, but your mind knows it. So we can only embrace a certain amount of things every day. You have to choose what to embrace. The Bible says Take every thought, what? Captive. For the weapons of our warfare are not what? Of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God. What is the knowledge of God about you? That you are without sin. That you are precious. That he has wiped you white as snow. That he loves you. That he has no evil thought towards you. That's the knowledge of God of who you are. Against the knowledge of God. And take every thought captive to obey Christ. Do you know that most of the thoughts that you do, you don't even capture it. You just let it go. It's how habits happen.
Crazy.
You can't get out of habits until you observe it and say, you know what? This got to change. You know, I've been doing this forever. Keisha knows. I journal every day. And when I journal, what I'm doing is, I said, today is going to be a successful day. Mm-hmm. I'm going to love no matter what. I'm going to choose to make some better decisions today.
Yes.
What are you doing? You're making a blueprint of your life. Mm-hmm. A person that built this building didn't build the building first. They wrote out the blueprints. You want to, if you just let life come to you,
come on, man.
Life gonna hit you so hard.
Yes.
But if you come to life,
come on,
I know what I'm gonna be doing tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I know what I'm gonna be doing tomorrow at 5 a.m. Why? Because I'm coming to life. I come to serve you papers. That when I come, God's gonna come.
Yeah.
You ain't got to grab right now, but I believe by the Spirit of God, some of y'all need to start journaling.
Yeah.
Some of y'all need to take some of the captive thought. If you write in there right now, I just don't feel like God love, and you see it, you need to take it captive and say, nope, cross it out. God do love me.
Mm-hmm.
And reverse those thoughts. Reverse those streams in your mind that said, take it away from you. Because if you think that God is going to win in your life, by changing your neighbor, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to work by changing your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got a friend problem. You have a thought problem.
Mm-hmm.
You got a mental thought problem of doing the same things.
Mm-hmm.
Until you get that thought captive and say, no more thought. Mm-hmm. We are not returning here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a free man.
Mm-hmm.
And I choose not to be captive for this emotion anymore. You know what I used to do? I remember somebody violated me real bad on the job. And I was about to say something to the nurse. I got a legal pad. And it's the first time I ever did it. I started filling up the paper of what God has done for me. And I started filling my heart. And I filled up like 2 pages until I had stopped. You know why I stopped it for? Because I didn't feel the presence of God until I filled up my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Some of y'all want the presence of God to come, but what are you filling yourself up with?
Yeah.
A lot of y'all got so much meat on that bone. Y'all, you know, me and Keisha went to Stir Crazy. Thank y'all for the gift card. And I was looking at Keisha play. I said, girl, give me the bone. They all that meat on there. I ate that meat, boy. I said, you gotta pop that dome out. You don't know nothing about that. That gristle. When I go to club fitness, listen, I'm paying this money. I'm taking a shower. I'm putting on y'all massage bed. Y'all got free training. I'm using that. Listen, get everything that God has for you. Don't leave nothing on the table. I was in tears this morning listening to this junior. God hit my heart.
Yeah.
The reason why you can't look in the mirror at night because you know you got so much stuff on the table.
Yeah.
Don't live in regret.
Come on.
Fill it up. Encourage. Call. Talk. Move.
Yeah.
You got talents to just sit dormant. You got gifts to just sit dormant. And you can't lie to yourself no more. You got things you need to repent. Repent in a good way of turning to his goodness. Hey, I know I need to stop doing this. Lord loves you. He's not beating you. He's loving you to repentance. I used to think God was my killjoy. You don't want me to have no fun. My mama, don't hang out with this boy, Brandon. He's stealing. He's stealing. Mama, I know what I'm doing. I'm just eating the chip that he stole, but I ain't stealing. This boy end up stealing from the store. I know what he's going to do. I ain't stealing. My mama don't know. He gets in trouble. I'm thinking I'm about to walk out the store. He messed up. Why you grab my arm, officer? No. Check me, embarrassing. Put me in. I'm like, I didn't do nothing. And I was thinking about my mom and my daddy too. Don't hang out with this. But you know what? I was thinking, you just don't want me to have no fun. No, God wants to love you.
Yeah.
Some of y'all need to stop fighting authority too.
Yeah.
Now listen, man. Let me tell you something. God loves you. He don't want to hate you. He wants to love. He wants the best from you.
Yeah.
You just don't know. You just don't know. God knows every person that He places in your life. Even if they ain't perfect, it's something bigger behind what they said to you.
Come on.
That I've learned that, hey, even if they ain't doing everything, I'm going to get what God got for me.
Yeah.
You have to have an understanding that God is bigger than your understanding. Get that? You got to understand. He's bigger than your understanding. There's a bigger picture awaiting for you that you can't see. Hallelujah. Let us all sing it. Amen. Hallelujah. I need Junior to come back up here, man. Hallelujah. 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 Emptiness. You don't see how it's gonna happen. You are the best in your life. Why? Because you're empty. Powerful people already know what they're going to do. He can't use you. But he can use you when you're humble.
Yeah.
When you're open. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody close your eyes. If you haven't received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it begins here. He loves you. He is not your killjoy. He is not here trying to hurt you. He's here. You are here because it's divine for you to be here in this moment. This is not an accident where you just popped up today. You're here because you needed to hear something that's going to rock your world, that's going to change your life. Everybody say this with me. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For loving me.
For loving me.
Unconditionally.
Unconditional.
I'm moving towards you, Jesus.
I
receive what you did for me.
I receive what you did for me.
At the cross.
At the cross.
And I believe.
I believe.
I'm your son.
I'm your son.
I'm your daughter.
I'm your daughter.
Because you raised up for me.
Because you raised up
on that third day.
On that third day.
And I'm yours.
And I'm yours.
And you're mine.
And you're mine.
And we won.
And we won.
In Jesus' name. Keep your eyes closed for me. If that was the very first time you ever put that face in your right hand,